Bible study. Title: The Danger of Distraction, Satan's Subtle Strategy. Introduction. Distraction is one of Satan's most effective tools in pulling believers away from their relationship with God. It's subtle, often unnoticed, and sometimes even dressed up as something good. In a world full of technology, obligations, entertainment, and noise, it's easy to lose focus on the things of God. But Scripture warns us repeatedly to stay alert and vigilant. As apostolic Pentecostals, we understand that distraction doesn't always look like sin, but it can lead us there if we're not spiritually minded. 1 Peter 5:8, NKJV. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan knows he may not always succeed in getting a committed believer to outright rebel, but if he can distract us, he can delay us, wear us down, and eventually draw us into sin. Number 1. Distraction causes us to lose sight of God's voice and purpose. Even in Jesus' ministry, distraction was an issue. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, Martha was distracted with serving while Mary sat at Jesus' feet. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42, NKJV. And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Martha was doing something that seemed good, serving Jesus, but she became so consumed with tasks that she neglected fellowship with him. Distraction doesn't always involve sinful things. It can be anything that takes us away from spiritual intimacy with God. Number 2. Satan uses distraction to lure us into sin. From the beginning, Satan used distraction to lead humanity into disobedience. Eve was distracted by the serpent's words and the appeal of the forbidden fruit. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, NKJV. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. The enemy didn't push Eve into sin directly. He redirected her focus. Instead of obeying God's command, she became consumed by her own perception. The same tactic is used today. Distractions shift our focus from the Word to the world. Number 3. Modern-day example: the social media trap. Consider a young believer committed to prayer and reading the Word every morning. One day, they decide to quickly scroll through social media before prayer. Before they know it, 30 minutes pass. They feel rushed and skip prayer. Over time, this becomes a pattern. Without realizing it, they've replaced time with God with endless scrolling. Eventually, they find themselves comparing their life to others online, feeling spiritually dry, and even becoming influenced by ungodly content. What started as a harmless distraction led to distance from God and exposure to temptation. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, NKJV. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time means we must be intentional with every moment. Distractions steal time that belongs to God and open doors to spiritual decline. Number 4. We must guard our focus. Focus is essential to finishing the race of faith. The Apostle Paul said, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, New King James Version. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal. Pressing toward the goal requires discipline. It means we reject distractions, prioritize spiritual growth, and keep our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, NKJV. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Notice the scripture mentions not just sin, but weights. Things that may not be sinful in themselves, but can slow us down or entangle us. In closing, distraction is one of Satan's favorite weapons because it doesn't feel dangerous until it's too late. It begins with misplaced focus and ends with spiritual defeat. But the good news is, God has equipped us with His Spirit and His Word to resist distraction and stay anchored. As apostolic believers, we are called to live separate, holy, Spirit-led lives. That requires intention. We must put away distractions that interfere with prayer, reading, worship, and church attendance. Let us ask ourselves daily, is what I'm doing drawing me closer to God or pulling me away? Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, NKJV. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Now is the time to wake up spiritually. Now is the time to get saved through Acts 2 and 38, repenting of our sins, being baptized in Jesus' name, and receiving the Holy Ghost. Distraction can keep us from our calling, but salvation realigns our focus and secures our eternity. Let's silence the noise, fix our eyes on Jesus, and press on with purpose. Don't let distraction delay your destiny.